Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Either way, something that we thought was very, very interesting was a Bar-Ilan University study that revealed the high level of vaccination rates amongst Israeli Arabs. And I thought that this offered, offering insight for minority populations worldwide. Joining us this morning is Professor Michael Edelstein. He's a public health physician specializing in infectious disease and vaccine epidemiology. Professor Michael Edelstein, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about this. Tell us about the study.
Sure. So we did this study because when you look at vaccination worldwide, and obviously vaccines are something that is relevant to every country in the world, we see that minority groups, kind of smaller groups within countries, tend to do less well when it comes to getting vaccinated. But there are a few exceptions in the world, and one of them is the Arab population in Israel. And this has been seen consistently over the years, that they achieve higher vaccination rates than the general Jewish population. So we, as part of a large consortium of seven countries working together, we started looking at this phenomenon, and we wanted to better understand the reasons that were enabling this minority population, who in other parts of life is often discriminated, how were they managing to achieve such high coverage?
Yeah. And what was the finding? What were some of the reasons?
So the reasons were, so we kind of went and started interviewing mothers, teenagers, doctors, nurses, to try and get as full a picture as we could. And we found quite a lot of different reasons that together gave a lot of confidence in vaccine this population. So for example, and they seem quite obvious when you say them, but it's, there was nothing that sort of documented this before. One of them is that this is a population that has high trust in the healthcare system. They go to the doctor, or the nurse, they listen, and they believe that the doctor or the nurse will tell them what is in their best interest. So they really go and trust them. And one of the reasons for that is because in Israel, a high proportion of the workforce, a high proportion of the doctors and the nurses are actually themselves from the Arab community. So people go there, and then immediately there's a kind of feeling of feeling comfortable because of the language, because of shared sort of cultural values, and that puts people at ease. And there's also a sort of cultural norm to trust the doctor as opposed to listening to sort of, information around from friends and families. One of the nurses gave a really nice quote, which was, when I see Arab patients, the feeling I get is that they think that the doctor knows better. When I get Jewish patients, the mother knows better. And obviously that leads to all kinds of complications. And I thought that was very very revealing. So that was one of the main reasons. There are a few others, and I'll just give you one more before you ask your next question. This is, there's also a question of norms, and unfortunately, vaccines have been in existence for a long time, and unfortunately, especially since COVID, there's a lot of fake news and misinformation, and it's become something quite controversial. I assume that's the case as well in South Africa.
Absolutely,
certainly the case in Israel, in the United States, in Europe, in most places. But luckily, in the Arab community, vaccines have remained just it's just a normal thing to do. You don't need to think about it for hours and hours. It's just a normal thing to do, just like you go and put petrol in your car, you go and get your vaccines when the age comes, and it's just the social norm, as opposed to the Jewish community, where these kind of anti-vaccination movements have started taking root.
Which is interesting, because this is almost something that that you could look at, as you said, modeling around the world to assist people. Where, but I think it would seem to me, start with trust. The fact that the system, that the medical system seems to be built to encourage trust in the system, and therefore people don't need to look elsewhere for information because you've got somebody credible who will give you that information.
Absolutely. So one of the cornerstones is creating that trust, as you said. And the second one is another one that I haven't mentioned, is just making things as easy as possible for the patients, you know, making sure that the clinic is open at convenient hours, that, you know, there is staff who speak the language of the patient, that the premises are comfortable and welcoming. Another thing that came up, you know, a lot of people here in Israel have large families.
Mm.
And very, very simple things like, you know, having like toys and games for the other kids while they're waiting, while the little one is getting vaccinated, because the mother typically will come with two, three, four kids. Mm. And that just makes it easier, you know, it just makes it a more pleasant experience. And obviously, not having to pay for vaccines, you know, the vaccines are fully subsidized by the government program. That also makes a huge difference.
Is my understanding correct that the medical system that you're speaking about, even in a country where there is a lot of tension and politicization of various aspects, that this element of society, the medical element, has remained successfully fairly unpolitical?
I think to a large extent, yes. You know, I mean, Israeli society is a complex society. And as you say, there's a lot of political tension, but the medical system is one of the areas where Jews and Arabs actually, you know, first of all, have a lot of contact and work together.
Mm.
And I think, you know, people who I don't want to generalize, but I would say most people who choose to enter the medical field have a mindset of helping people. And of course, you know, you're not going to start picking and choosing your patient or picking political fights with your patient. So yes, fortunately, it is one of the areas which is a great example of how things can be and how things could be. You know, every medic, every nurse in the country has Christian colleagues, Muslim colleagues, Jewish colleagues, Druze colleagues, and it's one of the areas where it works. And I think it's also conveys trust to patient, because they see this integrated system which works outside of the political tensions, and, you know, it doesn't, regardless of what the situation is and what the security and the political situation is, it's a constant, because people go there for healthcare, they go there to receive care, and they feel welcome, then they feel looked after regardless of who they are.
Very, very interesting and very positive. That was a Professor Michael Edelstein. He's a public health physician specializing in infectious diseases as well as vaccine epidemiology. A very, very interesting study and a very positive one indeed. 844.